98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's the best mix in the morning show, Wednesday edition of Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And a great-grandmother who helped the World War II effort as a Rosie the Riveter is today helping the fight against coronavirus. Mae Creer spends her days sewing colorful face coverings. The 94-year-old makes them from the burgundy bandana made famous in the Rosie the Riveter poster. Rosie flexes her bicep while wearing a polka dot bandana on her head. As a teenager, Mae Creer joined the millions of women who took jobs vacated by World War II soldiers. She built warplanes in a Boeing factory. Mae Creer recalled, quote, "The women were every bit as good as the men. Up until 1941, it was a man's world. They didn't know how capable American women were. We sure showed them." And it seems the coronavirus pandemic has inspired many Americans to shop small. According to a new survey, 70% of respondents said they have made it a point to avoid big corporations and instead support small businesses during the last several months. And 79% said the pandemic has changed their thinking on how important small businesses are to their communities. 43% of respondents said the top way they've been supporting their local businesses is by ordering takeout and delivery. And over 50% said that they've been tipping their delivery drivers more than they did before. 38% said they've been donating money to local businesses. Even though they've been supporting their local small businesses, 74% of those surveyed said they're worried their favorite local spot may not survive. And a silver lining to the pandemic, work attire is finally relaxing. Employees working from home embraced their Zoom shirts. They don't want to go back to stuffy wardrobes, and a survey found that just 10% of employees want to return to the office wearing what they did before the pandemic. The style director at Esquire magazine confirmed, quote, "Dress codes have been gradually relaxing, so much that big banks got rid of suits and ties for most employees." The Urban Dictionary defines the Zoom shirt for men and women as kept on the back of your desk chair to quickly be presentable for video conferences. Otherwise, they're working from home in comfy clothes. During this pandemic, the typical work-from-home attire has been shorts, no shoes, and a Zoom shirt. And the bra is optional, by the way. That is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it with 98.3 The Coast.